Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to the Corinthians, the 5th chapter. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is not tolerated even among pagans. For a man has his father's wife, and you are arrogant. Ought you not rather to mourn? Let him who has done this be removed from among you. For though absent in body, I am present in spirit, and as if present, I have already pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing. When you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus, and my spirit is present with the power of our Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother. If he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Adam Kuntz.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I've got some breaking news for you. Marriage is under attack. I know that's not really breaking news. As a matter of fact, it's not new at all. Already in the days of the Apostle Paul, God's institution of holy marriage was under attack. Like today, a common thought in those days was that marriage is not good. Some people today even try to use Paul's words to support this false idea. Imagine that, using God's word against God's people. Sound familiar? The Christians in Corinth wrote to St. Paul asking about this pervasive idea floating about town, this idea that it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. And our text is Paul's response to that false teaching. Now you might be asking, where in the world did that idea come from in the first place? Well, remember that in the previous chapters of this epistle, Paul had to address the sexual immoralities that were afflicting even the Christians living in Corinth. Some of them believed that the gospel set them free to live however they wanted to live. And so Paul speaks a clear word of God's law that condemns their adultery, their homosexuality, and their liaisons with prostitutes as sin. But there's a flip side to that coin, an overreaction, if you will. The aesthetics of the day taught that sexual relations showed a lack of self-discipline. Not only did they despise all sexual relations, but they also rejected marriage. That was and is today a false piety. It is taking God's holy marriage, which He says is good, and calling it evil. It is trusting in one's own self-discipline to make them holy and righteous in the eyes of God. I hope you can see how the evil one continues to work his deceptions today, corrupting that which God has created, and deceiving people to believe that what was given as good is not really good at all. So what is good? The Bible teaches every man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. This is what is good and pleasing to God, our Heavenly Father. This is how He has created us to live. From the very beginning, when He joined Adam and Eve as husband and wife, to this very day, God declares holy marriage to be very good. Dearly beloved, we have lived as if we are God, determining for ourselves what is good and evil. We have put our own designs on God's gift of sexuality. We have disdained His gift of holy marriage, and we have lived not for our neighbor, but for ourselves. So St. Paul reminds us, you were bought with a price. You were set free from your sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are set free from the evil one and these corrupt ideas of man which only serve to enslave you. You are set free to use your sexuality in the ways that God says is good. To love your spouse or your future spouse. And no matter what your marital state might be, to lead a chaste and decent life in all that you do. Dearly beloved, you have been washed in the waters of holy baptism. Christ's gracious forgiveness removes all your trespasses, including all of your sexual immorality, leaving in its wake one who is holy and pure, sanctified in the blood of Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father looks at you living by faith in Jesus Christ, and He says, very good. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.